It's time for exciting high school basketball action on 104.9 WAXI. Today's game is being brought to you by Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, WTHI TV10, BJ's Electronics, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Beverly Plumbing and Heating, Valley Professionals Community Health Center, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, International Paper Newport Mill, Ivy Tech Community College, The Turkey Run Inn, Affordable Auto Sales, HMSB Insurance, Lover's Lane Antiques, Wallace Law Office, The Fountain Trust Company, Ron Construction, Diverter Funeral Home, Clark Chevrolet, Andrews Heating and Cooling, The Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future Rex Industries, Hawkins Car Wash, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison, Wooster Feed Mill, JT's Marathon, Big Mac Disposal, and Hanner Law Office.
Welcome back to Tipton High School. We prepare for tip-off here in the championship ball game. Rockville, as I mentioned, will be the visiting team in tonight's championship contest. They are dressed in the royal blues, black numbers, trimmed in white. They will go with three seniors and two juniors in the starting lineup, the same five they started the ball game with. The seniors are Bailey Breedlove, Felicity Carrington, and Morgan Pierce. Your juniors are Taylor Duggar and Kylan McMullen. Their opponent tonight, the Tri-Central Lady Trojans, 15-10 on the year, are currently being announced. They are dressed in their white uniforms with gold numbers trimmed out in blue. Steven, were you able to pick them up?
We were. We finally were able to get them. It was tough to see the players as they were standing. The crowd was standing. So we finally did get a chance to check out those numbers and hear them announced. So starting for Rockville will be junior Taylor Duggar, senior Felicity Carrington, and junior Kylan McMullen at the guard positions. Your two forwards for the Lady Rocks will be senior Bailey Breedlove and senior Morgan Pierce. Starting for Tri-Central is going to be a senior in Nicole Sharp, freshman Kennedy Fernung, junior Corinne Henderson, senior Emily Richard, and senior Ashley Schmidt.
Rocks with the opening tip. Breedlove for three. It looked good. It comes up a bit short. Weak side rebound. Nicole Sharp, senior guard for Tri-Central. Tri-Central in the front court. Henderson on the baseline. Looks to work to her right. Nowhere to go. Sends the ball out front to Fernung. Post area to Henderson. Henderson now to Richards. They play catch back and forth. Richards gets inside. A lot of contact with her and Breedlove. Shot won't go. Rebounded by Bailey. Carrington on the move. She uses a screen by Breedlove. Near side to McMullen. And as she tries to enter the ball to the post, Rocks are called for a three-second call. So the first turnover for Rockville in the ball game. Fernung on the point against a 2-3 zone. Directs some traffic. Richard steps outside the three-point line. Schmidt back to Richards. Drives. Pass on the baseline. Nobody there. Turnover. Rockville basketball. It's going to be pressure in the backcourt by Tri-Central. And I think this is going to have a lot to do with the success for Rockville. How well do they handle the full court pressure? Breedlove gets the inbounds pass. She brings it up the floor. Finally able to get it to Carrington. To Pierce. Carrington goes to get it. Good cut by Breedlove. Gets inside the defense. Contact. No call. But Breedlove off glass gets the first points of the ball game. Rocks lead 2-0.
And we see that play time and time again. Little curl for Bailey Breedlove off the elbow. And so many times we see it work, and it's going to give the Rocks their first points in the game here tonight.
Fernung at the key to Richard. Puts it on the floor up the left side to Schmidt. Schmidt back to Richard in post. Off-balance shot won't go. Rebound Carrington. Carrington works up the right side of the floor. Crosses over. Picks up a screen from Duggar to Glass. With the left hand, it's good. Rocks lead 4-0. A good recognition. Forces a quick timeout by Tri-Central. We're going to go ahead and keep it here, Steven. It's just a 30-second timeout. but you couldn't ask for a better start if you're Coach Kyle.
Well, absolutely terrific. You know, Lady Rocks really are executing well, exactly what they want. That time it was just a high ball screen from Taylor Doug or Felicity Carrington attacks. But with the focus that Bailey Breedlove is getting in the post, they don't come over and help, and it's an easy left-handed layup. So offensively, things look great right now on the defensive end. You know, they're really not giving up any penetration to Emily Richard, which she was able to do so effectively against Tri this afternoon.
I can't talk about how important little things like that are. It just takes a little bit of pressure off Breedlove. It allows him to not double-team her or shade as much to her when you'll make plays like that. North Tri-Central basketball, Schmidt at the free throw line, out front to Fernung. Fernung on the dribble, goes backside to Sharp. It's now Schmidt on the baseline, works left. She's tripped. It'll be a blocking foul on Taylor. On Duggar, that's her first on the team here in the ballgame. Well, avoiding foul trouble is going to be pretty important for Rockville as well. Inbound pass to Sharp. Sharp back to Fernung. Fernung will dribble out from the baseline, reset the offense. She works to her right. Henderson steps up the floor, gets the basketball. Kicks it in the corner to Fernung. Once again, she'll front. Gets the ball to Schmidt. Schmidt to Sharp. Good defense right now by the Rocks. It goes into post to Richards. Kicks backside. Three-point shot on the way. It won't go. Breedlove with another rebound. Rocks lead 4-0. We've played 3 minutes and 20 seconds in our opening quarter. Ball handed off from Carrington to Breedlove. Duggar open inside. Shot blocked by Richards. Good rotation. And Duggar's going to pick up her second foul. Steven, I think a little frustration on having the shot blocked. Got to realize how important it is to stay in the ball game. Substitution for Tri-Central. Sarah Casada. And for Rockville, Carly Jeffries will replace Taylor. Still a four-point lead for Rockville. Pass near side to Casada. Gets inside the defense. She travels. Loses control of the basketball. And I think against a team like Tri-Central, Stephen, longer possessions, keeping it a tempo at a slower pace is an advantage. They really tried to play quick and pressure all over the floor against Tri this morning. Another foul that we might say is a little bit questionable considering how physical a lot of the play has been. It goes on Tri-Central. Richard picks up her first, the first on Tri-Central in the ball game. We've reached the halfway point of our opening quarter. It's a four-point lead for Rockville. Carrington on the bounce. In the post to Breedlove. Nice drop step. Shot goes. Rocks lead 6-0. No effects right there of having a bad knee, Steven. Caught it. Worked back to her left, got the shot to drop. Clock is at 3:30. Fernung on the dribble right now. Tri-Central having trouble figuring out this 2-3 zone. I'm sure they've seen it plenty during the regular season. On the baseline, Henderson is going to be called for the travel. It'll be Jade Cassidy into the lineup for Tri-Central. Inbound pass to Pierce, a nice catch, really a tough pass. Back to Pierce, here comes the trap. She gets it to Carrington. Good decision by Felicity, she backs it out to Pierce. Felicity, as she works to her left, it's going to be an illegal screen by Pierce. So right now, Steven, we've got a ball game that's being called very tight. That's the third foul on Rockville in the opening quarter.
I mean, it definitely takes some adjustment for sure. Obviously, you know, this morning was incredibly physical, so you just got to know that what was acceptable in this first game may not be acceptable tonight.
Richards at the key area, comes near side to Sharp on the baseline. Consada Little shot fake. Gets a defense in the air. She throws it away out front. Kylan with it. It's a race to the basket. She lays it up. It goes. Rockville leads 8-0. So turnover converted by the Lady Rocks. And right now, just a very frustrated Tri-Central team in their half-court offense. It's now Sharp directing traffic. Near side to Richard. Quesada open from about 8 feet. She gets a friendly roll off the basket. Over the top to Pierce. Pierce into the front court with the left hand. Here comes the trap from the backside. She's able to get it to Carrington. Nice catch. Rocks have numbers. But a tough pass. It's thrown away. A good job by Carly Jeffries to get on the loose ball. But I believe it will be possession Tri-Central.
Well, we knew they were going to try to pressure a little bit that time. Very lucky a cross-court pass was not taken by Quesada all the way in for a layup. But they're going to get the turnover anyway. The worst thing you can do is turn your back to that defense or dribble to a corner.
Robinson in the lineup for the first time for Tri-Central. Quesada outside the three-point line in the key area. Dribbles to her left, crosses over, works left. Loses the basketball, picks it up. Richard, near side to Robinson. It's now Quesada. Cassidy in the post, wanting the basketball. Clock's down to a minute 22nd. Remains a six-point lead for Rockville. 8-2, Richards. Tough shot, it won't go. Quesada gets the rebound, her putback good.
Jim, I thought she was incredibly impressive this morning as well. She's a bulldog. She plays hard, not afraid to be physical.
Well, she pokes the pass away. It's picked up by Tri-Central. They have numbers. Richards gets away with a travel. Quesada gets her third basket of the quarter. Cuts the Rocks lead to two at 8-6. Can't make soft passes. You got to put something on the basketball. Carrington on the dribble. She works to her right. Near side Pierce out of her hands. She's able to track it down. She drives baseline. Contact on the block by Cassidy. Pierce will go to the free throw line.
That's the best way to beat it. If they're going to come up and body you out on that perimeter, you got to put the ball on the floor. Be aggressive. Try to create some separation.
Pierce 1 of 4 at the free throw line in this morning's contest. First one is off to the right. Henderson will return to the lineup for Coach Bales. Rocks scored the first 8 of the ball game. The final 6 have been scored by Tri-Central. Pierce good on the second. We'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 North of Belmore. WTHI TV's supporting high school sports in our local communities. HSNB Insurance with offices in Montezuma and Greencastle. And Turkey Run Inn inside of the Turkey Run State Park. Post feed knocked out of bounds by Breedlove. It'll remain Tri-Central basketball. Rocks lead by 3, 9-6. Pass comes into Quesada. Quesada to Sharp. Out front, Quesada works to her left. Pulls up in the paint. Drop off pass inside to Cassidy. It won't go. But she used that big body to work Carrington up the free throw line, Stephen. Created some space. Got advantage by getting inside the defense. Draws the foul on Carrington, her first of the ball game. Cassidy was very good off the bench in the fourth quarter for Tri-Central in today's ball game. She connects on the first free throw. Second is off the mark. Rocks don't block out. Quesada's putback won't go. Breedlove on the rebound. She'd be wise just to dribble it out and hold it here. And that's going to take us to the end of the quarter. Rocks with a two-point lead, 9-7. Stay tuned as we'll be back for second quarter action from Tipton High School on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Get a head start on outdoor cooking this spring and get your big green egg at Aqua Liberty Pool, Spa, and Hearth in Rockville today. It's a grill, it's an oven, and it's a smoker. It's the big green egg. While you're at Aqua Liberty, you can talk to them about a new pool to go with your new outdoor kitchen. Aqua Liberty Pool, Spa, and Hearth is a proud supporter of the Rockville Lady Rocks as they continue their season in the state basketball tournament. Good luck from Aqua Liberty Pool, Spa, and Hearth in Rockville.
Welcome back to Tipton High School. It'll be Rockville basketball to start quarter number two from the Rocks Regional Press Box, sponsored by Rockville Correctional Facility. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. It's been a great day of basketball. We hope that it continues to even get better. Pierce draws a double team, looking for somebody to get the ball to. It's McMullen. McMullen to Carrington in the post. It goes to Jeffries. She draws a triple team. I'll tell you what, Stephen, you can't catch the ball and not expect pressure. Tri-Central, a team that's going to get after you. It's going to be Breedlove and Duggar in the Rockville lineup. Score is 9-7. I'd like to thank Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center, in the Rockville IGA, and Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Henderson from 10, her shot good. We're tied at 9. Good weak side cut. Defense has to recognize you've got to step in, cut off all cutters. Duggar on the dribble to the right, foul on the floor on Quesada. We've got a ball game that's being called very tight right now. Four fouls on Rockville, three on Tri-Central. Inbound pass to Carrington. Post feed to Breedlove, drops to her left. Shot won't go. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Might have got away with a double dribble, Stephen. Foul is on Cassidy. That will be her second. Four on each team. I'd like to thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga. And the Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and at Covington. Bailey good on the first free throw. Second on the way is also good. Rocks retake the lead at 11-9. 7 minutes to go in quarter number two. Quesada with the ball near side to Schmidt. Back to Quesada. And the key area, and we have a foul going the other direction. Foul's going to be on Henderson. That will be the fifth on Tri-Central. Inbound pass to Carrington. Works in the middle of the floor, over the top. Pass partially deflected to Duggar. Duggar back to Carrington. Pass deflected again. This time it's tipped away. It's going to be, I thought, a run out. Nice hustle by Carrington to get back and protect the basket. She pokes the ball out of bounds. It appeared that Robinson was going to have a run out. Tri-Central basketball. Out front to Quesada. Back to Robinson. Now Quesada. She'll take one dribble to her left. Nowhere to go. And still, Stephen, it's not the half-court offense that's allowed Tri-Central to get back in this game. It's been the defensive pressure. Henderson to her right on the baseline. Richards puts her shoulder down. Works to Quesada. Quesada three-point field goal won't go. Rebound on the backside. Duggar. Duggar to Carrington. Carrington up the left side. Crossover to Pierce. Her post feed goes to Breedlove. Shuffle the feed. It'll be turnover. Had pretty good positioning right there, and she likes that baby hook with the right hand. Just shuffled the feet.
Yep, everything was set up the way she wanted to. Defender was on her, on her left shoulder, her opposite shoulder, and she was going to get a chance to get that baby hook. But as you said, got a little anxious, thinking about her move, got those feet moving too quick.
Robinson near side with the basketball. One dribble, picks it up. to Schmidt. Schmidt to Henderson outside the three-point line. Skip pass backside to Cassano. Catches a tough pass at the free throw line. Schmidt inside. Richard. Richard to Cassano. Quick pass. Robinson's three won't go. Ball loose. Going to be picked up. It's going to be a jump ball. It will be Rockville basketball. Good hustle by Kylan McMullen to dive on the floor for the loose ball. Going to have a half-court 1-3-1 defense here. Pierce with the basketball, open for three. It looked good, but it was long. Weak side rebound, Henderson. Need to drop a couple of those, Steven. Henderson still with the dribble. Richards puts it on the floor, attacks glass. Going to be a charge call on Breedlove. Looked like she was set up pretty good. Don't think the official knew what he wanted to call. He couldn't make his mind up. He looked for the other official for some help.
Yeah, he certainly did. You feel bad for an official in that situation. Looking for some help, doesn't get it. Breedlove, absolutely perfect position, set up outside the lane. Can't do it any better.
I'd like to thank your hometown crowd, IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. BJ Electronics, your dish-authorized retailer in Rockville. And the employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, proudly supporting Park and Vermillion County High School Sports. Richard gets one of two at the free throw line. Pressure now at half court. Pierce on the dribble, up the floor to Carrington. McMullen on the baseline, back to Carrington. They go Breedlove in the post. Kick backside to Duggar, top of the key, Pierce. Quick movement right now. Carrington around the defense, gets the shot off, but they're going to say a foul was on the floor. It will be the sixth on Tri-Central. Fernung picks up her first foul of the ball game. Pierce will inbound. Comes backside, Carrington open. Oh, she can't get the easy one inside. Rebound, Cassada. Good set on the out-of-bounds play. Got the shot you were looking for. It wouldn't drop. Backside, Henderson. Henderson to Cassada. Looks in the post. Can't get the ball there to Henderson at the free throw line. Shot on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Unable to be corralled. That's going to be foul number two on Breedlove. So two quick ones on Bailey. What happens when you don't get that first rebound. Ball was loose. Richards back to the free throw line. Her free throw is good. We're tied at 11. I'd like to thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville. Futurex Industries in Bloomingdale. Lovers Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville. The Walsh Law Office in Covington and at Clinton. Second free throw also good. So Tri-Central with their first lead of the ball game, 12-11. At the 4:15 mark of quarter two in the front court. Duggar with the basketball will work baseline. Steven, I'm just not seeing some of these fouls that they're calling.
Well, it makes it incredibly difficult to play defense, I can tell you that. That's going to be the second foul on Corinne Henderson, but to me that's just good solid defense going to the baseline.
It'll be Taylor to free throw line for a 1-1. It rolls off the rim. Cassada on the rebound. And I think it probably favors Tri-Central a little bit more as they utilize their bench. As I said, about 10 players in the first ball game. Cassada goes baseline. Pass on the backside. Henderson, good look. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by Henderson. Her pass to the outside. Picked off by McMullen. And Kylan is fouled as she works up the right side of the floor. That'll send her to the free throw line for a 1-1.
That's big. That's on Emily Richard. She is the leading scorer for Tri-Central, averaging just under 11 a game.
Carly Jeffries enters the ball game for Rockville. Taylor Robinson for Tri-Central. 1-point lead for Tri-Central, 12-11, 3:49 to go in quarter two. McMullen at the free throw line. First one is off the mark. Rebound, Jeffries. She loses control of the ball when she puts it on the floor. Tri-Central into the front court. Fernung at the top of the key. Works to her right. Nowhere to go. reverses course. She finds Robinson. Robinson on the dribble. Crosses over. Fernung tries to force her way into the free throw area. Nowhere to go. Quesada to Robinson. Her pass deflected. Tracked down by Quesada. I'd like to thank Aqua Liberty Pools Spa and Hearth in Rockville. Kathy Preston, State Farm Insurance in Rockville. Rockville Correctional Facility, hiring correctional officers now. Go to careers.in.gov. Also, Samaritan Affordable Funeral and Cremation Services. Call 812-232-4351. Big Dat Mac Disposal in Tangier and Hanner Law Office in Rockville. Quesada over-penetrates. Her pass out front picked off by McMullen. Carrington, back cut. Pierce has the shot blocked. Ball loose. It's going to be Tri-Central basketball. Fernung works up the right side. Pass on the backside to Quesada. She can't handle the ball out front. Three-point shot short. And last touch by Fernung. It'll be Rockville basketball. A lot of action, Steven. Not a lot of offense. Just 23 points between the two teams in the opening quarter. We have a 30-second timeout, Rockville. We'll take one as well as the Rocks trail by one at Tipton, 2:23 to go in our first half on True Oldies, 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
Welcome back to Tipton High School. It'll be Rockville basketball out of the timeout. We're down to 2:23 in the first half. Got to come and meet the basketball. Taylor stayed and waited on it, allowed that defense to step in front. Fortunately, it goes out of bounds. It'll remain Rockville basketball. Carrington up the floor to Jeffries. It'll be one-on-one to the basket. Jeffries inside the defense. Has the shot blocked by Schmidt. Quesada at the free throw line. Picks the dribble up. Kicks to Robinson. Makes the extra pass. Fernung's shot won't go. Schmidt on the rebound. Now it's Quesada, pulled out finally by Jeffries, and she's going to be tied up by Quesada. It'll be Tri-Central basketball. It'll be Fernung to inbound. Out front to Robinson, back to Fernung. Has another look at a three, and an illegal screen. That will be Sharp. It will be a non-shooting foul. We've been stuck on 12-11 for a while. Carrington inbound to McMullen. Back to Carrington on the dribble. Triple team to Duggar, to McMullen. Good decision. Now she finds Carrington on the block. Back to McMullen. Duggar to the top of the key. Extra pass. Pierce for three, shot won't go. Weak side rebound, Quesada. She'll work up the left side, still has the dribble going. In paint, shot won't go. Rebound, Jeffries. Jeffries to McMullen, one dribble. Finds Carrington. Clock inside of a minute 30 as Carrington works to her right. It's now Taylor on the drive. Loses control of the basketball, picked up by Tri-Central. And McMullen steps in front in the backcourt, almost able to control the basketball. Had she controlled it, Steven, she'd have got an easy one.
Well, I don't think there's anybody better at reading those passing lanes and anticipating where a pass is going to go than Kylan. Every time we see her out on that perimeter or in that full court, she's trying to anticipate what's going to happen. And she gets there more often than not.
Sharp, open for three. She lets it fly. It comes up short. Long rebound pulled out by Pierce. Pierce to Carrington. We've gone under a minute. Score remains 12-11, Tri-Central. Pierce penetrates, goes baseline, McMullen out front to Duggar. Quick pass to Pierce. It's now Carrington with the basketball. Foul on the floor on Sharp. That will send Carrington to the free throw line. It is the ninth. Now they're indicating two free throws. It is the 10th on Sharp. That is her second. Good rest for Breedlove Stevens. She's been on the bench for a little over 2 minutes. Carrington, one of the leading free throw shooters for the Rocks, misses the first. Going to be Maddie Millsball replacing Taylor Duggar. Taylor with two fouls. Bailey with two fouls. Carrington good at the free throw line. We're tied at 12. 43.4. Like to see Tri-Central hold for one here. Run some clock. Kind of protect us a little bit. Shot blocked inside by Jeffries. Picked up by Millsball. Millsball to Carrington. Carrington in the middle of the floor. Now works up the right side. Goes baseline McMullen. Out front to Maddie. In the post to Jeffries. Couple of drop steps. Shot off glass is good. Rocks lead by two. 14-12.
Jim, that's the first field goal of the second quarter for Rockville.
Fernung with the ball out front to Robinson. Robinson dribbles to her right. Nowhere to go. Back to Fernung. Clock down to three. I'm not sure they're going to get a shot off. McMullen with the steal. We're heading to halftime. It's a two-point lead for Rockville, 14-12. We invite you to stay tuned to our Clark Chevrolet DeVitter Funeral Home halftime show from Tipton High School on 104.9 WAXI.
Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DeVerterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. DeVerter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Winter is just around the corner. Is your heating system ready? Let the professionals at Andrews Heating help you sort out repair versus replacement. They offer the top-of-the-line American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment with the best warranty in the industry and financial solutions that won't break the bank. All from the dealership that you've trusted your family's indoor comfort to for nearly 50 years. Andrews Heating, the right choice for the right indoor comfort solution. Andrews Heating at 765-832-9401 or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
Big Mac Disposal and John and Carolyn McLean are cheering loud and proud for all the teams in the IHSAA tournament games. Family operated, Big Mac Disposal offers residential and business services in Park, Vermilion, and Fountain counties. Call Big Mac at 765-498-4840 for roll-offs, dumpsters, tote sizes, and pricing. They'll pick up bag trash too. The McLeans and Big Mac Disposal cheering for all our teams. Big Mac Disposal. Call 765-498-4840.
The Fountain Trust Company offers a variety of financial services online so you can bank with us anywhere, anytime. While we hold true to our traditional relationship-based banking, we know life can get busy. With online and mobile banking, you can access statements, transfer funds, pay bills, and more at the touch of a button. Whether you prefer online or mobile banking, or come in and see us in person at one of our many 15 banking centers, we're happy to be your local bank. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to our Rocks Regional Press Box, sponsored by Rockville Correctional Facility. Here midway up the bleachers at Tipton High School. It's been a good one here, folks, in a championship game of the single A regional. Rocks lead at 14-12, Stephen. And at this point, I think it's safe to say that it's not been pretty. Defense is truly been dominant over the offense, but at this point of the season, you really could care less. All you're interested in is in the W. All you want to do is to get an opportunity to play one more ball game.
We talked about it. It's survive in advance. We can talk about maybe getting an ugly win and not playing to your full potential, but as long as it's a W, that's certainly the only thing that matters. You know, Rockville has been a team here in this particular half that really has played well. When you think about Breedlove being in and out of the lineup quite a bit, Taylor Duggar got into some foul trouble early on, As you said, it's not a team that has scored a lot of points, but they've been consistent, and Carly Jeffries has come in and done a terrific job in Bailey Breedlove's absence. So it's that next man up mentality, and they've certainly lived that up tonight.
We hit on the fact that this ball game is being called differently from an officiating standpoint than it was earlier today. It doesn't take nearly as much contact to draw a foul, and that probably works against Rockville. They don't utilize their bench to the same depth that Wada Tri-Central does. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to the bench of Rockville. Carly Jeffries, you mentioned. Maddie Millsfall's been off the bench here in this one. Taylor Duggar picks up a couple of quick fouls, spends some several minutes on the bench in the first half, as does Bailey Breedlove. Really, to me, does not appear to be suffering too awful bad from this morning's fall, as she's been effective when they've been able to get the ball to her in the post. But can't emphasize how important each possession is, and just little things like, you know, you're going to get pressure in the backcourt from Tri-Central. You've got to come and meet the basketball. You can't afford on any possession to sit and wait on it. If you do, they're really jumping into those passing lanes, trying to use their defense to create offense, because quite honestly, they've struggled against a 2-3 zone by Rockville.
You're exactly right. You know, when you think about this team and maybe the way the game is being officiated, you know they want to be aggressive, and I think that's kind of taken a little bit away from, you know, Sharp and Richard, the ones that really make their living by creating some of those turnovers. They both have two fouls. I think they're going to really have to draw back a little bit, maybe not be as aggressive as they once were. But you've got to get those turnovers if you're Tri-Central, because right now their offense in the half court is almost non-existent. It's amazing. You would assume that, as you said, this team would probably have faced a 2-3 zone at points throughout the year. But right now, Rockville's schemes really have them thrown off.
And quite honestly, it's been Casada off the bench that is really given Tri-Central some life. She scored the first 6 points of the ball game, so she has at a minimum half of the 12 off of the bench for Tri-Central. Let's take a commercial break on our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from the first half from Tipton High School. It's a regional final action. Rocks with a 2-point lead, 14-12, on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
This shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Future Rex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Future Rex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Future Rex Industries.
The IHSAA games continue. Hanner Law Office congratulates all our local area high school teams for outstanding sportsmanship. Hanner Law Office is celebrating 90 years in 2018 and also celebrating the arts in Park County. Displayed on the side of its 150-year-old former bank building on the east side of the square in Rockville are examples of art created by Colton Trapman, Grace Ramsey, and Abigail Hanner. Whatever your legal needs, Hanner Law Office will find the best solution. Call 765-569-3122.
Welcome back to Tipton High School. About 3:15 left on the clock. Tri-Central, the first team to return from the locker room. Steven, recap first half stats.
All right. It was a 9-7 advantage for our Lady Rocks at the end of the first quarter. Both teams come out only able to score five in that second quarter. We said Rockville only with one field goal. Everything else comes from the free throw line. So defense really picked up. Anticipate a lot of energy from the Lady Rocks coming out of the break. We know we're going to expect to see that as we continue through this game. But going back to statistics for Tri-Central, it was Sarah Quesada that was kind of the catalyst for their points as they scored. She does have six in the ball game. She was 3 of 6 from the field, has half the points for the team. So really, as many players has been on the floor, not seen a whole lot of scoring from them. Emily Richard, as we said, the leading scorer for this team throughout the season, only has three in the ball game. All of those coming from the free throw line. Corinne Henderson has 2 points. Jade Cassidy, she has 1 point, but she's found herself in some foul trouble as well. There are four players for Tri-Central that do have two fouls here in the ball game. For Rockville, Bailey Breedlove does lead them. She's got 6 points. She's 2 of 3 from the field today. Perfect 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Felicity Carrington has 3 points. Kylan McMullen with 2. Carly Jeffries with 2 off the bench, and then Morgan Pierce has a single free throw as well. If you look at the overall team statistics for Tri-Central, they're shooting 4 of 12 for 33% right now from two-point range. Have not converted beyond the arc. We've gotten some looks, but really I don't think that's the strength of their game. And then they are 4 of 6 for 67% from the free throw line as well. Rockville is 5 of 9 for 56% from two-point range. They haven't converted from behind the arc either. They're 0 for 3, and then they are 4 of 8 for 50% from the free throw line. At this point, both teams holding steady, tied at 5 turnovers apiece in this half.
Thanks, Stephen. Outstanding job as always. That's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. We're about a minute away from the start of second half action. Lady Rock 16 minutes away from a regional final and advancing to next Saturday semi-state here at Tipton High School. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Welcome back. Rocks basketball to start second half action. Pierce inbounds to Carrington. They'll be joined by McMullen, Duggar, and Breedlove. Same five the Rocks open the ball game with. We've seen this play a time or two. Breedlove in paint, off glass. It's good. Rocks continue to execute that play extremely well. Rocks up by four, 16-12. For Tri-Central, it's Fernung, Richard, Henderson, Schmidt, and Sharp, the same five they opened the ball game with. Fernung on the dribble, in between circles, works back to her left, near side Sharp. Sharp outside the three-point line to Henderson. Henderson in the paint. Drop off pass to Richard, gets away with the travel. We get the NBA work in the paint. She's going to get the hoop and harm. Fouls on Duggar, that's her third.
You're exactly right. They get it to the post. She cuts down the lane, and I saw full three steps there before she got to the rim. Does get the shot to go. She'll make the free throw as well.
Cuts the lead at one, 16-15. Coach Kyle's going to leave Duggar in the ball game in the front court. Ball loose. She needs to back off as the ball was turned over, picked up by Richards. Richards to Henderson. It's now Fernung, the freshman point guard. Circles back to her right, hands the ball off to Richards, got away with a double dribble. Sharp. It's now Schmidt at the free throw line. Henderson on baseline. Works back to the middle. Schmidt from 15. Her jumper goes. So very quickly, five straight points by Tri-Central erases the four-point lead by Rockville. Taylor into the front court, drives baseline, comes to the backside to Pierce. Pierce loses the basketball. It's picked up by Breedlove. Gets it to Carrington. Back to Pierce. Morgan on the dribble to the left. Duggar open for three. Her shot won't go. Rebound Schmidt. Tri-Central works in the middle of the floor. Fernung tries to split the zone defense. Can't do it. Kicks it to Sharp. Sharp will work back to her left. Near side, it's Richard with the basketball. They'll reverse, take it to Fernung. Penetrates to her right. Sharp on the baseline, takes a look in the post to Henderson. That's where they go. She wraps the arm around and throws the ball out of bounds. It'll be Rockville basketball.
A great defense from Breedlove on the post. Forces them under the backboard. There's nothing to do if you're a post player once you get it back there.
It's now a 2-2-1 press by Tri-Central. Carrington will break it with the dribble. Skip pass on the backside, partially deflected, picked off by Sharp. Sharp on the right side of the floor. She'll slow things up. Send it to Fernung in between the circles. Henderson's post feed to Richards. Shot won't go. Breedlove rebound. Outlet Carrington. Up the floor to Pierce. And her pass deflected, picked up by Fernung. Keep trying to pass the ball over the top into the hands of the defense. Kylan, good hustle, pokes the ball away as she gets up in the passing lane. Can't save it inbounds. It'll be Tri-Central basketball in front of the scorer's bench. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, WTHI TV 10, supporting high school sports in our local communities, HSMB Insurance with offices in Montezuma and Greencastle, and Turkey Run Inn inside of the Turkey Run State Park. Schmidt at the free throw line, holds the ball high. Pass on the backside, Sharp, skips it to Richard. Go baseline, Henderson, open from eight. It's an air ball, rebound Duggar. Taylor gets it to Felicity. On the dribble, a lot of contact, kicks to Pierce. Pierce will dribble to her left, in paint, gets inside the defense, has a shot block, picked up by Breedlove. Her shot blocked by Schmidt. And as Richard starts up the floor, she's fouled by Pierce. I believe on Morgan, that will be her second.
You're right, that is her second. It's going to be the second on the team here in this half of basketball.
Fernung will bring it into the front court. Near side, Richard. Wants to go post to Schmidt. Good defense by the Rocks. They take that away. Out front, Fernung. Back to Richards on the baseline. Now it goes into Schmidt. Her shot blocked by Breedlove. Bailey blocks it. Able to get it. Gets it to Carrington. Felicity works to her left to Taylor. Taylor puts it on the floor in paint. Shot. It's going to fall. She gets the shooter's roll. Rocks regain the lead at 18-17. Clock inside of 4 minutes in quarter three. Henderson puts it on the floor to the right. Sharp hits Richard to Henderson on the baseline. Her shot won't go. Rebound to Taylor. They find Carrington up the right side.
Bailey's limping.
She goes straight to the post to Bailey. Bailey has the inside. Can't get the shot to go. Bailey's going to pick up number three. Had a good look, Steven. The shot won't go. You've got to realize you're not in a good position to rebound. It'll be Carly Jeffries entering the Rockville lineup. She'll replace Morgan Pierce. So two players with three fouls, Breedlove and Duggar. Near side, Quesada, who came in the ball game. She's going to be tied up by Carrington. It'll remain Tri-Central basketball. Rocks with a one-point lead, 18-17, 3:18 on the clock. Sharp to Robinson, penetrates to her right. Back to Sharp, back to Robinson. On the near wing, out front, Quesada with the basketball. She's in no hurry. She'll walk the ball to the right wing, crosses over, now spin dribble. Good defense by Rockville, nowhere to go. On the baseline, Cassidy with the basketball in the post. Pass to Quesada, her shot won't go. She touches it last, Rockville basketball.
Well, Bailey's done a terrific job in this game, just keeping her hands up. She understands she does have a height advantage against the players that she's going to face in this one. So she's keeping those hands high. She's gotten a lot of deflections.
Rocks into the front court. Duggar to Carrington. Crosses over with the left hand. Off glass. Her shot good. Big basket by Felicity. Rocks back up by three at 20-17. Richards to Robinson at the key area. Near side now, Sharp. Back to Robinson. Lady Trojans play catch outside. As long as they keep it out to three-point line, that's fine. It's now Quesada on the baseline. Now at the free throw line to Cassidy. She's wide open if she turn around. Unfortunately, she does. She's a good shooter, Steven. We witnessed that earlier today. She knocks down the 15-foot jumper, cuts the lead to one at 20-19. Carrington to the left. It's now Taylor to the basket. Off glass, shot won't go. Foul on Richards will be her third.
So, yep, you're exactly right. That is foul number three on Emily Richard. But great aggression from Taylor Duggar. The defense overplay, tries to get the steal. She continues to get to the basket. She's very effective when she does it.
First free throw good by Taylor. Would like to thank Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA. Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. And Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Taylor good on the second free throw. Rocks lead by three, 22-19. Clock has just ticked under that two-minute mark of quarter three. Richards puts her shoulder down. Works in the paint. Now she's wide open inside. Bailey forced it. She didn't pick up the foul. As Richards kind of throws it up in there, more concerned about drawing the contact than she was and getting the shot up. Ball turned over in paint. Quesada up the right side. She's going to attack the basket out front. Tracked down by Sharp. Sharp back to Quesada. Flash from the weak side. Richards. Drop off pass to Cassidy. And Duggar's going to pick up her fourth foul. Trying to block the ball. She swung down at it. Rather than staying up and down. So that's going to send her to the bench. Pierce already at the scorer's bench at 113 of quarter three. Cassidy misses the first free throw. Well, she spent considerable minutes on the bench in the first half, and the Rocks weathered the storm. Cassidy will get the second free throw. I'd like to thank Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, the Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, and your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Second free throw good. Cuts the lead to two at 22-20. McMullen, Carrington open for three. It's good. Felicity with a three ball. Extends the lead to five at 25-20. Clock inside of a minute. Quesada in the post to Cassidy. Shot over Breedlove. Won't go. Rebound Pierce. I know Coach would like to get Breedlove out of the ball game to try to protect her. He's going to use a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Rocks lead by five, 25-20. 40.8 to go in quarter three at Tipton High School on 104.9 at WAXI.
Why buy from your local Overpet Gas Company? We accept new customers sharing the same great rate and sincere commitment to 24-hour star service. Studies show that each dollar you spend at local independent business returns three times more money to our local economy. Now that's a benefit we cannot afford to lose. Locally owned and operated for 60 years, Overpet Gas Company. 765-597-2201 or toll free 800-536-2201.
The IHSAA games continue. Hanner Law Office congratulates all our local area high school teams for outstanding sportsmanship. Hanner Law Office is celebrating 90 years in 2018 and also celebrating the arts in Park County. Displayed on the side of its 150-year-old former bank building on the east side of the square in Rockville are examples of art created by Colton Trapman, Grace Ramsey, and Abigail Hanner. Whatever your legal needs, Hanner Law Office will find the best solution. Call 765-569-3122.
Tipton High School. Coach Kyle does get Bailey Breedlove out of the ball game at 40.8. Carrington into the front court with the dribble. Near side to McMullen. Hands the ball off to Felicity. She works one-on-one to basket. Her shot well off the mark. Rebound on the backside by Henderson. Rock's got to realize you got to get back down the floor. So once again, we see a foul 80-plus feet away from the basket. Coach Kyle saying the same thing. We're already in enough foul trouble. Pierce picks up number three. It is the fifth on Rockville in the half. Quesada outside the three-point line to Henderson on the baseline. Pass on the backside to Robinson. Puts it on the floor. Attacks. Good defense by Carrington to Fernung. Fernung in paint. Shot up. It's good. Ball comes into Millspaugh. Carrington up the floor at the buzzer. It won't go. We played three. Rocks lead by three, 25-22. Stay with us, folks. Rockville Lady Rocks, just 8 minutes away from a regional title here at Tipton High School on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
The employees of International Paper Newport Mill are proud to support Park and Vermilion County High School sports. Students who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities learn the values of putting in hard work and working together to accomplish goals. The employees of International Paper Newport Mill share these values too. Good luck to all student athletes from the employees of International Paper Newport Mill.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Valdor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
Welcome back, Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. Great ball game, Rockville basketball to start the quarter. Breedlove re-enters the Rocks lineup. Tri-Central in the 2-3. I'm not sure I wouldn't hold the ball a little bit here. Foul out front, Quesada. Just the second on Tri-Central in this half. I think they said Quesada. I've been saying Quesada. Pierce inbound to McMullen. Back to Pierce. She'll dribble in between the circles without any pressure. Picks it up. She finds Carrington. Couple of dribbles. Back to Pierce. Near side now McMullen at the top of the key. To the free throw line. It's Jeffries. Rocks right now playing catch. And quite honestly, Stephen, don't pass it too quick. If there's nobody on you, hold the basketball for a few seconds. Carrington penetrates. Kicks to Pierce. She's going to be called for shuffling the feet as she looked to enter the ball to Breedlove on the post. So a possession that lasted about 40 seconds, but you end up turning the ball over, getting no shot. Rock stay in their 2-3 zone. Henderson with the basketball. Quesada sneaks in from the backside. Good retreat by Breedlove, but it's Cassie at the free throw line. You got to find her, Stephen. She buries the jumper. That's Tri-Central within one at 25-24.
Yeah, she has terrific touch, great backspin, good-looking stroke.
Jeffries tries to get the ball over the top to Breedlove, a little high-low action. But they'll say the ball was last touched by Bailey, Tri-Central basketball.
Well, that's a sixth turnover here in the half for Rockville. So it's down to crunch time. You got to get those possessions to be valuable each and every time.
Well, two possessions, two turnovers. You haven't got a shot. You've got to get shots. Henderson penetrates to Fernung. Quesada backside. Going to be picked off by Kylan. She steps into passing lane. We've seen it often tonight. Carrington on the move up the floor. Now with the left hand. Her shot off glass won't go. Thought there was a foul. No call. Picked up by Fernung. Up the floor, Richards to the basket. Shot won't go. Breedlove picks up four.
That's, once again, an incredibly tough call to take. Offense is the one that initiates the contact. Bailey Breedlove actually retreating a little bit. But she does get the body. That's going to send Richard to the free throw line. She's been effective from there in this game.
First free throw is good. We'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your dish-authorized retailer in Rockville. The employees of International Paper Newport Mill proudly supporting Park and Vermilion County High School Sports, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville. Two for two at the free throw line. It's now 1 point lead for Tri-Central. Breedlove going to stay in the ball game. Pierce up the floor. She loses the basketball. She fouls. That will send Tri-Central to the free throw line for a 1-1 as it is the seventh. Stephen, she over-dribbled the basketball right there, dribbled into the trap, put herself in a tough position. And on Pierce, that's number foul. So three Rock starters with four fouls in the ball game.
Carrington's the only other player that does have a foul in this game. Duggar with four, Breedlove and Pierce with four. So all the fouls have been concentrated on those three players, and Richard continues to step to the line and knock him down.
Good on the first free throw. It'll be Duggar. Back in the Rockville lineup at the first dead ball. Second free throw also good by Richard. Taylor will replace Carly Jeffries. Full court pressure. Carrington run that baseline. She gets it into Pierce. With the left hand up the floor, still on the dribble. And a foul eventually called on Fernung. It is the third on Tri-Central. Clock's right at that 6 minute mark. Tri-Central scored all 6 points in this quarter, the lead by three. Ball comes into Carrington. Carrington to Pierce. Morgan will work to her right. Picks her dribble up. Needs somebody to come and help. Carrington comes late. Needs some space to work. Little spin dribble. Able to clear the defense to Duggar. Right now, Rock's really struggling with spacing, Stephen. Kind of in the way of each other. Duggar on the dribble out is fouled by Richard. On Richard, that will be her fourth. It'll be Sharp replacing Richard. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll see what it is. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Rocks trail by three, 5:35 to go in quarter four from Tipton High School on True Oldies 104.9 WXI.
Are you ready for a great career with a great future and great benefits? See yourself as a correctional officer at the Rockville Correctional Facility. See yourself as a success. Visit careers.in.gov or call the Rockville Correctional Facility, 765-569-3178. Your new career is here at Rockville Correctional Facility. Proud to support Park County youth sports. Go Lady Rocks!
Samaritan Affordable Funeral Services reminds you that when it comes to your final arrangements, you make the decisions, and for a lot less expense than you think. Pre-arranging means you get exactly what you want. Prepayment eases the burden on your loved ones and protects you from rising costs. Samaritan Affordable Funeral and Cremation Services, 812-232-4351. And go Lady Rocks!
Welcome back, 5:35, left in quarter four, Rockville basketball. Pierce to Duggar. Ball deflected by Caseta. It'll remain Rockville basketball on the far sideline.
Well, that was an out-of-bounds play we saw run so effectively in our first game. Try to get a cross screen to Bailey Breedlove on the block. Defended well by Tri-Central.
Pass comes into Taylor. Taylor dribble back to her right. Caseta reaches in. She's called for the foul. That will be number five on Tri-Central in this half. Rock still looking to get to that free throw line. In the corner to Carrington. Post feed Breedlove has the inside position. Not sure she realized where she was. Duggar, tough shot. It won't go. Ball loose. It's going to be a jump ball. I don't know if Bailey didn't realize where she was or not, Steven. She had good position inside on Cassidy.
And I think Cassidy found herself out of position. Didn't realize she gave that drop step so open to Breedlove. But she does pass up on it. That's one that she's got to take up.
Fernung with the basketball to Henderson. Kind of wonder right here if Tri-Central might look to take a little air out of the basketball. Fernung's going to hold it near the 10-second line. Quite honestly, with three players with four fouls, a little bit of time run off the clock is not going to hurt the Rocks. It's now Henderson holding the basketball over the top to Caseta. She drives baseline, gets inside the defense, misses a shot. And it's going to be a jump ball. It'll be Rockville basketball.
Well, the Lady Rocks do get matched up in their man. Caseta gets a good look, doesn't get it to fall.
Duggar at the 10-second line to Breedlove at the free throw line. Crossover dribble, goes to the basket, off glass, shot won't go. Fouled by Cassidy. I think that's a matchup I'd really like to take advantage of, Stephen. Cassidy's not going to be able to guard Breedlove in the paint on Cassidy. Her third, that'll send Bailey to the free throw line for two. Like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Lovers Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville, and the Wallace Law Office in Covington and Clinton. Bailey good on the first free throw. Cuts the lead to two at 28-26. She gets the second as well. It's a one-point lead for Tri-Central. Lady Trojans in no hurry. Fernung's going to walk it into the front court. Clock at 4 minutes, and McMullen going to be called for the foul, using the arm to hold the drive off of Fernum. Kylan just her first foul of the ball game. Eighth on the team. Freshman's free throw on the way. Didn't look pretty, Steven, but it fell through.
No, not a lot of arch on that one, but she does get the roll. Next few minutes are going to be very, very important for the Rocks. Not seeing them play man-to-man too often.
Cassidy just backs. Breedlove in underneath the basket. Bailey able to reach back, get the rebound on the missed free throw. Carrington up the near side to Pierce. Pierce back to Carrington. Quick pass inside. Breedlove, her shot good. We're tied at 29. Good job by Felicity. Felicity gets the assist. Good recognition that Breedlove had position inside, had the advantage. And right now, Cassidy, I'd go right at her.
Well, more importantly, now that they're tied, Rockville able to get back to their 2-3 zone.
And Tri-Central going to hold the ball a little bit. Clock is at 3:20. Tell them to stand up if they want. They can stand up, we'll stand up. Right now, it's Sharp holding the basketball. Once again, I'm not so sure that this really doesn't play into the hands of Rockville. Three players on the floor with four fouls each. Clock is shot under the three-minute mark. McMullen comes out, puts pressure on the basketball. Fernung's going to hold the ball. Kylan almost gets a hand on it. It's now Caseta. Caseta works to her right. Let them play a little bit. Foul will be on Kylan, will be her second. That will send Caseta to the free throw line. For the last time, it'll be a 1-1, as that was the ninth team foul. Free throw is good. We'd like to thank Aqua Liberty, Pool, Spa, and Hearth in Rockville. Kathy Preston, State Farm Insurance in Rockville. Rockville Correctional Facility, hiring correctional officers now. Go to careers.in.gov. Caseta good on the second free throw. I'd like to thank Samaritan Affordable Funeral and Cremation Services. Call 812-232-4351. Big Mac Disposal in Tangier and Hanner Law Office in Rockville. It's a two-point lead for Tri-Central. Clock at 2:30. Taylor on the dribble to her right. Going to hand the ball off to Pierce. It's deflected. Pierce able to track it down. Over the top to Carrington. Takes a look inside. Good decision to pull it out. Right now they're playing in the front and behind Breedlove. Somebody's got to be open. Got to be aggressive and come to the basketball. Find the holes in the defense. Inbound pass to McMullen, back to Pierce. She's open for a three. She lets it fly. It's good. It was dead on. Nothing but net. Rocks regain the lead, 32-31. Richards near side. Caseta tries to sneak in from behind. Rocks cover that backside. Clock inside of 2 minutes. It's at 1:50. Quesada on the dribble, works back, right, left, kicks it outside to Richard. Quesada will come get the basketball to Fernung, in the post to Cassidy. I like her much better with her back to the basket than when she's faced up. Quesada baseline to Robinson. Puts it on the floor, nowhere to go. Quesada dives to the corner. Quesada with the basketball out front. Robinson to the left, open shot, good in paint. Tri-Central regains the lead. Timeout, Tri-Central. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. A one-point lead for Tri-Central, 33-32, 1:15 left in the game at Tipton High School on True Oldies 104.9 at WAXI.
It feels good when people really get you, like the friends who come over when the big game is on. The neighbors always bring buffalo dip. Your in-laws know to be quiet during big plays. And everyone knows about your special post-win fist pump. It's kind of like having a State Farm agent like Kathy Preston. Kathy is here to get to know you and understand your life so she can help make it easy for you to protect what's important. Get an agent that gets you and your fist pumps. Call State Farm agent Kathy Preston in Rockville today.
The Narrows Restaurant Buffet at Turkey Run Inn is ready for you this weekend. With specials each night of the weekend, the Narrows Restaurant carries a large variety of tasty sides and an extensive salad for each of the buffet nights. The Narrows Restaurant, located in the Turkey Run Inn in Turkey Run State Park, is open Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and Sunday hours 11:30 to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out the banquet halls and indoor pools while you're booking your night stay. Turkey Run Inn wishes the best of luck to all of the area high school athletes.
Welcome back to Tipton. 1:15 left in our ball game. It remains a 2-2-1 press by Tri-Central this time. As soon as the ball comes in, they back off. Their half-court defense this time is going to be a man-to-man. Carrington on the dribble to her left. She'll reset in between the circles. Tries to get the ball to Duggar. Robinson up in the passing lane. And Duggar going to be called for the foul. They were determined that that was where the basketball was going to go. Got to give Robinson a lot of credit. Her pressure. We'll send her to the free throw line. Coach Kyle would like an explanation. He's getting it right now. It'll be Carly Jeffries entering the lineup for Rockville. Rocks down one at 55.8. Robinson hit the go-ahead jumper in the last possession for Tri-Central. She connects on the first free throw, lead up to two at 34-32. That is the 10th foul on Rockville, so it is a double bonus situation. Second free throw is also good. Schmidt will replace Cassidy, I'm sure for defensive purposes. Lead at three, we're inside of a minute. Carrington with the basketball, near side to Pierce. She'll use a screen, she lets a three fly, it won't go. Long rebound on the floor, picked up by Henderson. Henderson to Robinson. And McMullen going to foul. Good foul by Kylan at 36.1. I know you send Robinson back to the free throw line where she just hit two, but you can't allow any more time to run off the clock.
No, you got to extend this game as much as you possibly can. As soon as she got it into the front court, you don't want to waste any more time. Get that foul. She does. It'll send Robinson to the free throw line. She will have two. It is a double bonus still.
Can't say enough about this senior, Steven. She has scored the last 5 points of the ball game. Unfortunately, they're all for Tri-Central. Second free throw is also good. Lead is at seven. It'll be Richards into the lineup. Carrington with the basketball. She'll work up the left side in paint. Shot up, won't go. Breedlove put back. Good, she draws the foul. So you get an opportunity to score with the clock stopped. You've cut the lead to three. Not sure you won't use a timeout. If she hits a free throw, I have to believe Coach Kyle will use a timeout to set his defense on Richards. That will be her fifth. So an important free throw for Bailey. Invite you to stay tuned to our Fountain Trust Rockville Correctional Facility postgame show. Free throw by Bailey on the way. It's good. Lead is cut to two at 37-35. Coach Kyle uses a full timeout. We're going to send it back to studio for 30 only as we have 28 seconds left in this ballgame. We'll be right back to Tipton High School on 104.9 WAXI.
It feels good when people really get you, like the friends who come over when the big game is on. The neighbors always bring buffalo dip. Your in-laws know to be quiet during big plays. And everyone knows about your special post-win fist bump. It's kind of like having a State Farm agent like Kathy Preston. Kathy is here to get to know you and understand your life so she can help make it easy for you to protect what's important. Get an agent that gets you and your fist bumps. Call State Farm agent Kathy Preston in Rockville today.
Welcome back. We'll set the stage. There's 28 seconds left in this one. Lady Rocks down two. It will be Tri-Central basketball out of the timeout. And Steven, if you don't come up with the steal quick, you're probably going to foul, but you've got to make sure you have the right ladies fouling. Pierce and Breedlove, four fouls each.
Kylan's got three as well.
Inbound pass almost gets through Caseta. She picks it up on the far sideline. Still with the dribble. Inside, she throws the ball away. She tried to get it to Robinson in the paint. Threw it over her head at 22.2 Rockville basketball. Harrington gets the ball back from Pierce. Works to the left. She's going to be called for the travel. So the ball goes back to Tri-Central. Inbound pass to Fernung. I think you got a foul right away. Carrington fouls her at 13.9.
Fernung has attempted free throws, Jim, in the game. She's one of two. And the freshman has 3 points. So big moment for such a young lady.
Well, she is going to get two free throws. First one on the way. It's good. Makes it a full possession. From a timeout standpoint, Steven, we've got one left, I believe. Fernung good on the second, so a three doesn't matter. It's a two-possession ball game. Full timeout for Tri-Central. We'll take a 30 and send it back to studio. We'll be right back at Tipton High School on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
The Narrows Restaurant Buffet at Turkey Run Inn is ready for you this weekend. With specials each night of the weekend, the Narrows Restaurant carries a large variety of tasty sides and an extensive salad for each of the buffet nights. The Narrows Restaurant, located in the Turkey Run Inn in Turkey Run State Park, is open Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and Sunday hours 11:30 to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out the banquet halls and indoor pools while you're booking your night stay. Turkey Run Inn wishes the best of luck to all of the area high school athletes.
Well, welcome back to Tipton High School. Both teams still in their respective huddles. Steven, you got to tack glass here. Get a quick two. Use your timeout. Foul if you don't come up with the steal right away, as you said earlier. Try to extend the game. Try to make it a situation where they have to hit free throws.
I imagine that we are going to see a little toe compression as well from Tri-Central. Trying to make Rockville really work to get the ball down the floor.
Well, they do in the backcourt. Carrington will inbound to Breedlove. Bailey puts it on the floor. He works up the right side to Pierce. Pierce puts up a three. It's short. It's out of bounds. It'll be Tri-Central basketball. Just 4.7 on the clock, Steve, and it's a two-possession ball game. Going to require a quick steal and basket and timeout, or a steal three with the foul.
Yeah, I like what they're doing. They're not putting anybody on the player out of bounds.
Pass comes into Fernong right away. She's going to be able to dribble the ball out. And Tri-Central claims the regional championship at Tipton High School. 2018, they will advance to next week's semi-state. We had an outstanding ball game. No one deserved to lose this one. Unfortunately, Lady Rocks come up on the short end, 4 points in defeat, 39-35. We're going to send it back to studio. We invite you to stay tuned to our Fountain Trust, Rockville Correctional Facility, post-game show on True Oldies, 104.9 WAXI.
It's a Valentine's Day sale all week long at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless pork loin roast and top sirloin steaks are on sale. Fresh asparagus, chewy fudge brownies, and IGA ice cream are on sale. Plus, there's the family pack meat sale going on all week long. Save on beef, pork, and chicken. Roses, bouquets, Valentine cupcakes, and cookies are all waiting for you at IGA.
We're Hometown Proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Looking for medical care? Visit Valley Professionals Community Health Center with locations in Clinton, Terre Haute, Bloomingdale, Cayuga, Crawfordsville, and Rockville. Valley Professionals Community Health Center provides primary health care, behavioral health care, dental care, and other services for all individuals and families. Accepting new patients along with Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurance, and sliding fee scale. Valley Professionals Community Health Center. Visit valleyprohealth.org. Local health care you can trust.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the Fountain Trust Company postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights.
He'll take the three and bury it. Kinsey West, the three, and it's over. He goes to the right, puts the shot up. It's gone.
The postgame show is being brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company, with 11 banking centers, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. This is high school basketball on 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back to Tipton High School. A lot of celebration on the floor right now. Tri-Central, congratulations to the Lady Trojans. Their season will continue as they will represent the North in the semi-state. That will be played at either Valparaiso or Logansport. We would like to congratulate them, but what a valiant effort by the Lady Rocks, Stephen. They take care of business in the first one. They win by two over Southern Wells. They could have very easily won this one and been playing next week in the semi-state. Led through three, just couldn't hang on in the fourth quarter.
Terrific basketball played, just throughout the day from Rockville. This is a team that, you think about it. They lose to Attica for a chance at the conference, and, they come into sectionals. Win their first two games. They're the underdog going into that last championship game. They win it. They come here, play with a ton of confidence, and just right on the verge of being able to exit here as regional champions, but are going to fall just a tad bit short. This is a team that we've followed a lot throughout the year, Jim. We've seen a ton of improvement from them. We've seen this team grow dramatically, just not only in their skills but also in their camaraderie with each other. And it's been a whole lot of fun for us to follow. Definitely sad the journey ends here, but man, that team did a whole lot today to make us proud.
Well, just an outstanding season. 20 wins on the year. They conclude their season at 20-8. They are winners of the Banks of the Wabash. And think about that, Stephen. They win the Banks of the Wabash in overtime against Riverton Park. A one-point win over North Vermillion in the championship game. That says an awful lot about the Wabash River Conference. They finished second in conference play, losing to Attica. They finish with a 7-1 record. Attica runs the table 8-0 in conference play. They avenged that loss in the championship game of the sectional. And they advanced to the championship game of regional and very easily could have won this one and could have been at regional winners. So girls basketball for Rockville High School, Stephen, concludes tonight at Tipton High School. But what memories this team has created over the course of 2017 and 2018. We're going to take our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics We have some post-game awards to hand out. Not sure if Coach Kyle is going to make it this way for any words, but if he does, we'll gladly spend a little bit of time with him. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on our Fountain Trust Rockville Correctional Facility post-game show on 104.9 WAXI.
Big Mac Disposal and John and Carolyn McLean are cheering loud and proud for all the teams in the IHSAA tournament games. Family operated, Big Mac Disposal offers residential and business services in Park, Vermilion, and Fountain counties. Call Big Mac at 765-498-4840 for roll-offs, dumpsters, tote sizes, and pricing. They'll pick up bag trash too. The McLeans and Big Mac Disposal cheering for all our teams. Big Mac Disposal. Call 765-498-4840.
Are you ready for a great career with a great future and great benefits? See yourself as a correctional officer at the Rockville Correctional Facility. See yourself as a success. Visit careers.in.gov or call the Rockville Correctional Facility, 765-569-3178. Your new career is here at Rockville Correctional Facility. Proud to support Park County Youth Sports. Go Lady Rocks!
Get a head start on outdoor cooking this spring and get your big green egg at Aqua Liberty Pool, Spa, and Hearth in Rockville today. It's a grill, it's an oven, and it's a smoker. It's the big green egg. While you're at Aqua Liberty, you can talk to them about a new pool to go with your new outdoor kitchen. Aqua Liberty Pool, Spa, and Hearth is a proud supporter of the Rockville Lady Rocks as they continue their season in the state basketball tournament. Good luck from Aqua Liberty Pool, Spa, and Hearth in Rockville.
Welcome back to Tipton High School. You see some movement out of the locker room for Rockville, Stephen, and we've all been there. A lot of tears right now, a lot of sadness, a lot of emotions, but an awful lot to be proud of. They have created a season of memories that will last with these girls for a lifetime. Let's run through statistics in tonight's ball game.
Jim, your final score, Tri-Central 39, Rockville 35 for the Lady Trojans. Their leading scorer was Emily Richard. She had 10 points in the game, 8 points to Sarah Casada off the bench. Those were the two players that had led them throughout the year in scoring, led them this afternoon as well, and certainly proved to be a big difference. Jade Cassidy finishes with 6 points. She had a terrific game as well. 6 points to Taylor Robinson. You said the senior, she was big. 5 of those 6 points come as the game's kind of winding down, so she steps up big, as you expect a senior to do. Freshman Kennedy Fernong finishes with 5 points, then 2 points apiece to Corinne Henderson and Ashley Smith. For Rockville, leading scorer is Bailey Breedlove. She finishes a storied Rockville career with 15 points. She was 5 of 8 from the field. She goes a perfect 5 of 5 from the free throw line tonight. 8 points for Felicity Carrington. She's a senior that once again ends her career tonight. She was 3 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line tonight. Morgan Pierce and Taylor Duggar had 4 apiece. Kylan McMullen and Carly Jeffries, they finished with 2 apiece as well. For Tri-Central, they finished the game at 38% on their 2-point field goals. They were 10 of 26, did not convert anything behind the 3-point line, and they finished the game 19 for 23 for 83% from the free throw line. Rockville shoots 50%, 10 of 20 from 2-point range. They're 2 of 7 for 29% behind the 3-point line. And the Lady Rocks finished tonight at 69% from the free throw line as they shot 9 of 13. Turnovers really didn't turn out to be too big of a factor. They took care of the basketball like we asked them to do in their pregame show, knowing that they needed to do that to win tonight. They finished the game with just 9 turnovers, and unofficially I have Tri-Central 4-10.
Thank you, Stephen. I feel very confident in saying this, that best team did not necessarily win this basketball game tonight. I think that you had two teams that were very evenly matched. Either team could have walked out of here with a victory, and for 3 quarters, we get everything and more out of the Lady Rocks that you could have expected. They led at the end of the first stop. They led at halftime. They lead by 3 heading into the final quarter. Unfortunately, they can't hold on as they're outscored by 7 down the stretch. And Tri-Central pulls away for the regional victory. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break here on our Fountain Trust Rockville Correctional Facility post-game show. When we come back, we have three post-game awards to hand out and maybe a word with Coach Kyle, not sure. But we'll be back here in just a short time at Tipton High School on 104.9 at WAXI.
It's a Valentine's Day sale all week long at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless pork loin roast and top sirloin steaks are on sale. Fresh asparagus, chewy fudge brownies, and IGA ice cream are on sale. Plus, there's a family pack meat sale going on all week long. Save on beef, pork, and chicken. Roses, bouquets, Valentine cupcakes, and cookies are all waiting for you at IGA.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
This is Charlie Jones with HMSB Insurance, with offices in Greencastle, Montezuma, and soon to be in Rockville. Visit us at www.hmsbins.com or call me at 765-245-2127.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to Tipton High School one last time. Unfortunately, Lady Rocks come up in the short end of this one, 39-35. But what a memorable season it has been as they conclude their season 20-8 on the year. Sectional title for the first time in 37 years. And they reached the regional final. It was 37 years ago that the Rockville Lady Rocks basketball team, Stephen, won the only regional title in school history and played in the semi-state. Unfortunately, this Lady Rocks basketball team unable to duplicate that feat, but what an effort we saw not only tonight but over the course of the last 28 ball games. Well, it's time for our three post-game awards, first of which is our Player of the Game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton. And that goes to the young lady that leads this Lady Rocks in scoring. She leads them in rebounding, and what a career she has had. She will be the last 1,000-point scorer in school history as she eclipsed that mark about five games ago. That goes to Bailey Breedlove, 15 points in tonight's ball game. And Stephen, she not only battled a banged-up knee, she battled foul issues tonight, but ends the ball game with 15 points. Has an outstanding game. Congratulations. Bailey Breedlove is our Player of the Game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning. Good luck next week, Coach.
We'll be excited to hear.
Our High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC, goes to the senior point guard that leads this Lady Rocks ball club, Felicity Carrington. 8 points in the ball game tonight, Stephen, and what she brings night in, night out does not show up very often in the box score. The amount of time that she has to handle this basketball, her leadership skills, her attitude, just an outstanding young lady. Had the joy of coaching her for 3 years, and now as I stepped away from coaching and spent it here, broadcasting, just we'd really like to congratulate Felicity Carrington as our High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC. And our final award tonight, it's our Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. Goes to the third senior in action tonight, Morgan Pierce, 4 points in the ball game. Once again, just an outstanding career for the Lady Rocks. Had the joy of coaching her as well, and her leadership, she does a lot of it with her actions, Stephen. Not a very vocal young lady, but has been an integral part of this Rockville program over the course of the last 4 years. Congratulations, Morgan Pierce, our Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. Steven, I don't know what else we can say. It's been a good day of basketball. Unfortunately, it doesn't end the way you always hope, and it doesn't tonight at Tipton High School, as Tri-Central will advance to next week's semi-state northern half of the state of Indiana. They will look to another win will advance them then to the final game to be played at Bankers Life Fieldhouse 2 weeks from today. Rocks do finish in the top eight in their final season. So what a season it's been. Rockville Lady Rocks wrap things up at 20-8. They fall short in the regional title game, 39-35 to Tri-Central High School. Lee, we'd like to thank you back to studio. Outstanding job as always. Appreciate all the sponsors that support our local high schools. We appreciate six new sponsors who have came on board for state tournament action. It's going to wrap things up on a girl side of things. Folks that have tuned in, we appreciate you joining us. If you couldn't be here, no better place to be than on the radio catching the Lady Rocks. Outstanding crowd and fan support in this evening's contest for Rockville. Once again, unfortunately, they come up short by four, 39-35. For Stephen Hartman, Jim Foster, thanks for tuning in. Invite you to join us next week as we will be back on the air. It'll be boys high school basketball on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.